My name is Ashley Hamilton McCory, and I'm here today with Paul Sabai, and it is August 19th, 2009, and we're going to talk a bit about his research within the social economy. So the first question is, Paul, could you please describe your social economy research?
Well, I'm involved in a number of projects right now, but the largest one at this moment is around the looking at farmers' markets as pillars of local food systems and how they can be expanded to support a more healthy environment and local food system, particularly around something called a clustering concept, in terms of farmers' markets working together to support each other, as well as developing methods and processes for incubating new local food-based businesses and supporting a wider, more sustainable food economy in the region. And that's taking place between BC and Alberta under the rubric of BALTA, the BC-Alberta Alliance on the Social Economy. And we're in a second phase right now. We've had a first phase that did some extensive one-on-one interviews with farmers' markets and looked at a lit review as well, too, on the role of farmers' markets across internationally, actually. And we're in a second phase now, completing a Delphi process where we've got experts from across Canada giving us some feedback on the role of the farmers' market and moving into more of an analysis of that clustering concept I mentioned before. So what are the specific things that can happen between farmers' markets to support local food economies, and also in terms of the farmers' markets, how do they go to the next stage in terms of supporting new businesses, supporting more interactions across the food value chain, and go from there.
Okay, and the second question is, how does this fit into the larger social economy movement within Canada?
Well, it depends on how you define social economy, and I know that can be a rough question, but a basic one is the idea of social economy is reintegrating social considerations into the economy. There's not just a one profit margin statement, but there's other considerations beyond that. And I think the farmers' markets are interesting in that perspective. One story I like to tell is there's actually some surveying being done in Vancouver, at the Vancouver markets at one point. And a person was asked why they go to the farmers' market, and they said, well, this is my new church. I don't go to church anymore, but this is the place where I go for my sense of community, my sense of public space, and my sense of connection. Now, I'm not sure if that has an economic value. It certainly has a social one.
Mm-hmm.
And it shows you that role that farmers' markets play, both symbolically and economically as well, too. And you tie that into the role of farmers' markets. There's been a recent study that came out by the Canadian Farmers Market Association that farmers' markets produce about $3.7 billion in economic mm-hmm. activity in the country, which isn't, you know, a massive sector, but certainly large. And so you tie those two things together, and I think it's a good example of where the social needs that we have as community meet with the economic needs of developing local markets.
Yeah, certainly. And do you have any ideas for future projects that you'll be working on within the social economy?
Oh, I just got off the phone right before this, talking with Noel Keel from the University of Calgary. Our next project here is going to be on community alternative energy.
Mm-hmm.
And we're doing some research around some of the rules and potential for community-owned energy, alternative energy projects, and some of the barriers. And that'll be starting actually this September. We'll be hiring right away. We have a conference on that coming up October 15th in Calgary. We'll present some of the results as well as bring in some experts from existing community-owned alternative energy projects. So quite excited about that one as well.
Yeah, that sounds really exciting. Okay, well, thank you for answering those questions.